Schluss. Hashem v'loy choma is called Luis Yaakov. Bila Hashem, Hashem consumed v'loy choma. And he has no rachmos, no pity. Is called Luis Yaakov over all the beauty of Kaliso. The Medrash says, Medrash Eicho, that Rabbi Yochanan had a Dorish Shittim Apim, but Bila Hashem Belay Choma. And these words, Bila Hashem Belay Choma, these words that describe how HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no rachmonis over the beauty, the beautiful people, and the beautiful places in Kaliyot. Rabbi Yochanan had 60 different examples. The aspects of this tragedy. The Rebbe, says the Medrash, have a Dorish Esrim V'arbo Apim. The Rebbe, when he learned this Pasuk, he had 24 examples. He had less drosha to say on this Pasuk, Bila Hashem V'loy Choma is called Lo'is Yafi. Zog the Medrash, V'loy v'Rabbi Yochanan Yatir al Rebbe. It's not that Rabbi Yochanan was greater than Rebbe. El Rebbe a'idei shomu yosomuch l'churban ha'bayis. Because Rebbe was closer to the churban, ho'yoniska, he would remember, he would begin to talk about the churban, v'ho'yodoy reish u'voiche, and he would begin to cry, and he would be overcome. And he had to stop, he had to move on to Nechama. Rebbe was greater than Rabbi Yochanan, says the Medrash. Rebbe had as much, if not more, to say on Bila Hashem v'loy choma is called Ma'is Yaakov as Rabbi Yochanan. But he was closer. Alideish v'yosomuch l'churban abayis. He couldn't continue. There was only one generation between Rebbe and Rabbi Yochanan. Rebbe lived approximately 100 years after the Churban. Rebbe learned from Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was alive at the time of the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan lived approximately 180 years after the Churban. Only Be'erich, 80 years later. But there was such a difference between them in their understanding, in their feeling for the Churban HaBayis. Just one generation later, Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, he was able to be misabel without affecting him so deeply. And so where does that leave us? What can we say? The second day Samikdosh was destroyed 1,949 years ago. And every year since we've had Tisha B'Av. This is Tisha B'Av number 1,948. And how can we understand, how can we be margish if Rabbi Yochanan, one doir after Rebbe and still so close to the Churban, had already, at least on some level, lost that depth of feeling? And this is a problem that we face every year, spoken about again and again. How can we connect? How can we feel? But this year, I thought to myself, and it's poshut really, that the only way we can feel the Churban is to be mispoinen, to think about the Churban that is us. When we understand that we are the Churban, and we understand the extent of that Churban, then we'll begin to feel, then we'll begin to be moved. Perhaps we'll also struggle, we'll also need to be misnachim. Yirmiyahu HaNovi said in one of the early Nevuas, Al tivtechu lochem el divrei hasheker, leimoir heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem heimo. The Malbim explains this posuk. He says there was a feeling in Klal Yisrael that the Beis HaMikdash can never be destroyed. Because after all, it's Heichal Hashem. And there were Nevi'im, Nevi'i HaSheker, false Nevi'im, who said, don't worry, the Beis HaMikdash can't go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't destroy his Heichal. And Yirmiyahu HaNovi said, don't listen to them. Al tivtechu lochem el divrei HaSheker. Don't have confidence in these words of sheker, leimoir, heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heichal. It can't be destroyed because he said, heichal Hashem heimo. Because Klal Yisrael are the heichal Hashem. Because the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Hashras HaShchina, is besach HaKoyel, is nothing but an expression of the kedusha and the Hashras HaShchina within Klal Yisrael. They are the Heichal Hashem. And if they aren't as they should be, then the Beis HaMikdash can be destroyed. And what that means is that Churban HaBayis, Churban Beis HaMikdash, is a Churban of us. Heichal Hashem Heimo. It's us who are in ruins. Every Yid, every single Yid is a Heichal Hashem. And until we zeicha shibone beis hamikdosh, every Yid is, as the Gemara says, churvo achas mi churvo is Yerushalayim. Every Yid is one of the ruins of churvo is Yerushalayim. And so when we look at our churban, we look at the Churban that is us, it's not so difficult to feel the Churban Beis HaMikdash. If we focus
outwards. If we try and think back to what happened thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago, it feels too distant. But when we understand Heichal Hashem Heimo, we just have to look at ourselves. And the Churban is right there. The Mishnah says in Sita, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Eime, Heid Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua gave Eidus. He said, Miyoyim Shechora Beis HaMikdosh Ein Yoyim She'ein Boi Klola. From the day the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, there isn't a day that doesn't have Klola, that doesn't have some curse in it. Those are the words of a Mishnah. And then the Gemara on that Mishnah says, Omar Rova, Rova said, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim meruba kilelosoy mishel chaveri. Every day in Golos, meruba kilelosoy mishel chaveri, the klala of today is greater than the klala of yesterday. These are frightening words, and throughout the year, we try and we must try just to keep going with bitochen and to look forward to better times. But on Tisha B'Av, we need to face this reality, this emes, Omar Rova, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim meruba kilelosi mishel chaveri. That means as long as we're in Golos, every day and every week and every month, every tkufa, every period of time brings new klolos that are worse than the ones before. Klolos we could hardly imagine. And I'd like Bereshischem to speak about a new klolos. A new klala that we're suffering. A new aspect of the churban that is taking place benefesh klal Yisrael. And this klala, this churban, is so frightening and it's so deeply painful. In Parashas Kisovi, there are 98 klolos. 98 klolos neirois, most frightening klolos. Today, when we learn the klolos in Kisovi, much of it is like reading history. The words in those psukim, they happened. There are psukim there in Parshas Kisovi that describe exactly the tsoros, the pain, the heartache of the Holocaust. There's no sofek to us anymore that these words are absolutely emes. And then there are psukim that describe our matzav, our situation today. Let's just learn together three psukim that are at the end of the Teichocha. We hope, b'chol lev u'b'chol nefesh, that we're at the end of this golus. That we've come to the end of the Teichocha. And without a doubt, we're now suffering. We're suffering the last psukim of the Teichocha. The Torah says, Uvagoyim ohim, amongst the people that you will live with, amongst the nations of the world, Lois Sargia, you won't be tranquil, you won't have any menucha, There'll be no rest for you. And then the Pasuk says, V'nosan Hashem lechoshon. Hashem will give you leiv ragoz, v'chil yoinei nayim, v'da'avoy nofesh. Leiv ragoz means a frightened heart. You'll be frightened. V'chil yoinei nayim, Rashi explains, is a longing that can't ever be fulfilled. V'da'avoy nofesh. And a suffering soul. V'nosan Hashem lechoshon. The Torah tells us that will be the end of the Teichocha. It could be a time when the nefesh of Klal Yisrael will be suffering. V'hoyu chayecho tuluim lecho mineged. Your life will hang in the balance. You'll live in fright. You'll be frightened night and day. You will no longer have confidence in life itself. In the morning you'll say, if only it were night. You won't be able to live with yourself. In the evening you'll say, let it be morning already. From the fright in your heart, the fright that you will fear, the sight of your eyes that you will see, there'll be something going on inside you. It's not that anything will be happening from outside. But you yourself, the nefesh of Klal Yisrael, will be frightened. You yourself will suffer from leiv ragoz v'chilyo ininayim v'da'av v'nofesh. That's our new klol. We're a doer of leiv ragoz v'chilyo ininayim v'da'av v'nofesh. A soul of nefoshes in tzah, of souls in pain, in deep, deep pain. I saw, brought from Sifrei Kabbalah, that before Mashiach comes, there'll be a new type of golos. It could be a golos proti, a private golos. And every individual, every yochid, will have his own chevlei moshiach. Yidden have been through a lot. But over the years, we've suffered chevlei moshiach together. But there's a new golos. It's a golos proti. It's individuals, so many individuals, who are caught up in their own anguish, in their own leiv ragos, v'chilyo ineinayim, v'da'av v'nofesh. And the Sifrei Kabbalah say that this golos will be harder, more difficult, more painful than all of the general Goliaths, all of the Goliaths we suffered together under the nations of the world. This Golos Proti will be worst of all. We try and cover things over, and maybe we must. It's the only way to keep going. But on Tisha B'Av, we say the Emes. Tisha B'Av is a day of Emes. On Tisha B'Av, we look at the Churban Bifnim. The Churban that is us. And there is so much Da'avoy Nofesh. many nefoshes b'tzar, so many souls in the deepest of pain, so many men, women and children who are suffering from depression, from sadness, anxiety, panic, from agonizing thoughts, from debilitating worry. Every rov, every mechanech, everyone who's involved in the tzibur today can be made. How many people are suffering from this golos proti? How many nefoshes in pain there? And for that we can cry. It's not hard to cry. But we understand that Heichal Hashem Heimo. And we see the churban of nefoshes Yisroel. Al Eile Ani Boichir. Then we understand that churban is simply churban Beis Hamikdash. That's the end of the Teichocha. That's the result of V'olichi Hastir Astir Ponai. We've heard the words of Yirmiyahu Anovi. Habitu iru. Just look and see. Im yesh machoiv kemachoiv yasha oilami. Is there any pain that can compare to this pain? Rabbi said, it's not hard to cry anymore. It's really not. This is the churban. So what do we do? How do we respond? How do we handle this new churban? We say the kinnas. We realize that this is just a new chapter in our story. And we remember how Yidden managed, how Yidden responded throughout the Golos. First Aleph, we know Be'emuna Shelema, that every klola, every word of the Teichocha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nosan Hashem Lecho. The Pasuk says, Hashem will give you shom, leiv, ragos, v'chilyo ineinayim, v'da'av, v'inofesh. The Sforim point out that in the Teichocha, the Shem Havaya, which is the Shem of Rachmim, is used. V'notam Hashem l'cho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's giving this. It comes from Him. And when we know that, we know not to blame ourselves and not to blame anyone else. We just makabel, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our way. As generations before us, millions of Yidden before us have known to do. The Sfasemis in a number of places brings the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says that if a man gives his wife a get and he puts the get on the floor and he says, Tli gite, take your get, he doesn't hand it to her, the get is possible, it's ineffective. And the Gemara learns this from the word v'nosan. It says v'nosan. And v'nosan means to give miyad leyad, from hand to hand. So the Sfasemis says that wherever the Torah says v'nosan Hashem, it means miyad leyad. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you this, not just throwing it at you, but He's giving it miyad leyad. This great Nisoyan is given to us from Ovinu Shebashamayim, from Ovinu O'Vorachmon. And although, of course, we can't understand, but we're Maminim. And there's so much Chizuk in just knowing that V'nosan Hashem Lecho, that this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Aleph. We need to know it's from Him. It's sent to us, miyad liyad. And we're makabel yisurim ba'avo. And we know, we're ma'amin be'emunah shelema, that the day will come when we will understand. When we lean Echo, when we read the Kinnas, the one thing we do learn is that the Yisurim, the pain, the hardship, the Nisyonos of the Golos, have always served to refine us. They've always been the ways that Klal Yisrael have embraced in becoming greater and stronger, both in Bein Odom LaMokrim and in Bein Odom LaChaverim. One of the greatest tachlisim, the greatest purposes of every hardship, is for us to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to run back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes we live our lives with a feeling that we can manage, somehow or other we can manage. Of course, we need Siyata Dishmaya, but we know a way. We have a Mahalach. We have ideas, we have systems. But when a person suffers from Yisuri Nefesh, this klol of Leiv Ragos V'chilyo Ineinoyim V'da'av V'inofesh, this klol is one where we're absolutely clear that there's nowhere to run, nor to the Eibishter Aleinu. There's no one but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech speaks about this again and again in Tehillim. In Kuf Tezayin, He describes this so precisely. He says, "Afofuni chevli moves, umtzori sheoil metzouni tzora v'yoguin emtzor." He describes the being encircled by the pains of death. Umtzori sheoil metzouni, the confines of the grave have found me. Tzora v'yoguin emtzor. When I'm pulled down into this state of yogoin, of distress. And then, Uvshem Hashem Ekro, Ono Hashem Malto Nafshi. There's only one response. Ono Hashem Malto Nafshi. Please, Hashem, save my soul. When we come face to face with this color, with this tzora, with this nisoyan, there's only one response, Ono Hashem Malto Nafshi. And David HaMelech says, he speaks to his nefesh, he says, Shuvi Nafshi Limnuchoichi, return my nefesh to your rest, you'll have menucha, Ki Hashem Gomal Oloichi, because Hashem has been kind to you. And so this tzora that is so rampant, it's so widespread, this is a tzora that's pushing us towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that no tzora does. It's a tzora that's forcing us to live lives of Ono Hashem Malto Nafshi, with an understanding that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give me menucha. And then there's Ben Adon Chaveri. These Yisurim, they make us realize how vulnerable we are. They make us realize how delicate, how sensitive we are. We is everyone. Every nefesh be Yisroel. A nefesh is oilom mole, is a world. And it's a world that's sensitive. It's a world that's living a life that is bifnim, that is within, that is private. And so often is living a golus proti, a private golus. And we realize how ridiculous it is to judge each other. There's a book, an art scroll book, a beautiful book called Mountain Climbers. It's a collection of stories, individual struggles that people had, and the way they overcame them, the way they climbed the mountain. And there's one account in there of a woman who suffered the Darwin nefesh that we're talking about. She suffered from anxiety, she suffered from panic attacks. Just to give some insight for anyone who doesn't quite understand the intensity of what this can mean. She writes that during the period she was suffering, she says, "I remember hearing that someone I knew had lost a child in a tragic accident." She heard about someone else who'd lost a child in an accident. So she writes, "Normally my heart would have contracted in pain, and any trials in my own life would have instantly shriveled in comparison. Indeed," she says, "my heart was torn for the mother. In my misery, however, I remember thinking, at least she has a life. At least she isn't being blown apart by panic attacks." That's the limbic of the tzar. That's the pain, the golos proti, of leiv ragos, the chilu ninai, the davi nofesh. But at the end of the piece, she writes what she learnt. She recovered eventually, and she writes how she grew from this experience. And I'd like Bereshuscha just to read her words, because they're so true and so vitally important. She writes, "I have been humbled beyond words. I used to feel unwittingly superior to other people around me. Why does she yell at her children, I'd think, watching my neighbor disciplining her kids? Or, I'd never wear that skirt. She's always borrowing things, I'd know. Doesn't she have her act together? Well, if I thought I had my own act together, Hashem certainly showed me. Sanity and insanity, health and illness, peace and trauma. I had always believed that they were divided by an intraversable chasm. Suddenly I knew that they were only an imperceptible hair's breadth apart. That we're all just a moment away. None of us have earned our stability, our health, our serenity. They are all gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, precariously packaged in the illusion that they are ours. My ordeal has punctured that illusion, ripped the flimsy wrapping, revealing a sense of self sculpted by gratitude, acceptance, and faith. I've been there in the darkest place there is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me his hand. I treasure my life today as I never have, grateful for every particle of my existence." And so that has to be our response. Rosh Hashanah, to know that the Nosan Hashem Lecho, that this is another klala, it's another chapter in our story, a story that we hope Be'ezer Hashem will finish B'korev Mamash with Moshiach Tzidkenu. And then we have to respond the way Yidden have responded throughout the days. We have to respond with running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether we're suffering ourselves or other people we know are suffering, we have to understand that we're in a situation where there's only one way to go. Omo Hashem, Malto Mafshi, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save my nefesh. And then we have to grow in Bein Adam L'Chaver. We have to realize through our own experiences, through the experiences of our loved ones, through what's going on around us, we have to be woken up to how vitally important it is to embrace each other with true Ahavas Yisrael, to ensure that every single man, woman and child feels accepted, feels valued and feels deeply cared for. We have to look around and see the foshas, because that's who we are. And we have to realize how many of those nefoshes are in pain. We're suffering the heartbreak of young people, boys and girls, Rachmona Litzlon, who are leaving the fold, who are choosing ways of life that our ancestors were Moisa Nefesh, sacrificed their lives to uphold. And now we see young people who are giving it all away. But it's a dover poshut. There's no question that what they're doing is coming from a pain. They're not, most of them at least, rave of them, are not coming from a philosophical point. They're nefoshes in pain. And we need to be there for them, for every single one. Tisha B'Av, the halacha is that we don't greet each other. There's an issur she'ilas sholem on Tisha B'Av. Very difficult halacha. We find it so hard to keep. I know for myself, I come here, I meet so many people, so many friends, and you have to just ignore everyone. And perhaps part of what this halacha teaches us is how horrible it is, how painful it is to be ignored. It teaches us what it's like to be alone. Eicho yoshvo vodot. And so, let's be misabel together. Misabel together on our churban. On the churban of Heichal Hashem Heimo, the churban of our nefesh. With an understanding that this is just, it's just a hemshech, just a continuation of all the churbonis that we're going to read about in the kinnas. Let's be misabil together. Let's be mischazik together. Let's be makabel ba'avo till Mashiach comes. We'll be makabel whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us ba'avo mitoich emunah shleima. And may we be zeicher b'mheira. We mispal every day, three times a day. V'choser mimenu yogoin v'anocho. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please remove yogoin and anocho. Yogoin is sadness. Anocho is sighing. Reb Avrom, the son of the Gro, explains that anocho is the sighing, the krechting, that is the response to tzoros, to difficulties that come our way. Yogoin, he says, is just a feeling of sadness that comes from nowhere. It has no explanation. And we mispal every day, v'choser mimenu yogoin v'anocho. And we misabel mitoich tefillah, that we should be zeicha b'mheira, to see the fulfillment of the pasuk in Yeshaya, of v'duyei Hashem yeshuvun, the redeemed ones of Hashem will return, uvo tzion berino. They'll come to Tzir in Berino in jubilation, the Simchas Oilom al Rishon, full of Simcha, Sosoin the Simcha Yasigu. In Golos, we don't know what Simcha is, but then will be Zeicha, Sosoin the Simcha Yasigu. True Simcha will reach us, the Nosu Yogoin Vaanocha, and sadness will disappear forever, Bimheiro Vyomego.
Out that the kinnas were written by Anoshim Gedoilim Ukdoshim, great holy people, people who were well versed in both Lila and Lista, both the revealed part and the hidden part of the Torah. Many of the kinnas were written by Rabbi Elozar HaKalir. In Shachris, 19 of the kinnas were written by him. Many of them we're going to see together, Be'ezer Hashem. Rabbi Elozar HaKalir was known as Rosh HaPaitonim. He was the head amongst those who wrote so beautifully the piyutim, the liturgy that we say, Ada Yom HaZeh, the yotzos that we say, the piyutim of Geshem, of Tal were all written by Rabbi Elozar Kalir, who wove a tapestry of ideas, of yesidus, of psukim, of midrashim in a most fascinating way. Rabbi Chaim Vital, the foremost Talmud of the Arizal, he writes that the Arizal used to say all the piyutim that Rabbi Elozar HaKalir wrote. He didn't say everything, but those that were written by Rabbi Elozar HaKalir, he said, because the Arizal said they were written al pi chochmas o emes. They were written al pi seid. There are differences of opinion over when he lived, Rabbi Elozar HaKalir. But Tosfos and Chagiga brings one shitta that he was Rabbi Elozar ben Reb Shimon. He was the son of Reb Shimon bar Yochai. He was with Reb Shimon in the cave. He was a Tana. And so when we look at these words of Kinnas, we're looking at the words of a Tana. In some way, it's like learning a Mishnah. And so we have to look at these Kinnas carefully, closely, and understand as best we can their depth and their meaning. We usually begin with the kino Eicho Atzto Ve'Apecho, which is kino Zion. In some editions, I think it's two away. So what is it? Kino Tess. If you're using the... What's this edition? What's it called again?
Rosenfeld.
The Rosenfeld edition. The Rosenfeld edition is two out, so Zion would be Tess, seven would be nine. This first kina, Eicho Atzto, is a kina written by Rabbi Elozar HaKalir, and it's based on the first pasuk of the last perek of Eicho. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, Zechir Hashem Meho Yolonu, remember what we had. Habito Urei Escher Poseinu. And look, see our shame. And the Meforshim explain that the Pasuk is expressing the contrast of who we were and who we became and who we are today. Zechir Hashem Me'o Yolonu. Remember Hashem, what we used to have, who we used to be, and now look at us today, look at our shame and see the difference. And so this kinnah, which is written in the order of Aleph Beis, describes that pain. It begins, Eicho Atzto Ve'Apecho. How Hashem, it's asking Hashem, Eicho, how could this be? Eicho is the Tisha B'Av word. We ask again and again, how could this happen? How did you rush in your fury? La'abed ba'ad adoimim emunecho, to destroy emunecho, your faithful ones, in the hands of Edoim. V'loi zocharto bris bein amsorim ashe beirarto livchunecho. And you didn't remember the bris bein absorim. How could you forget the bris bein absorim by which you chose Avraham Avinu, who was tested by you? Uvechein bitinu, and therefore we express zechoyir Hashem meho yolom. And so every stanza, every part of this kinnah is saying, how could this happen to us? And you didn't remember. You didn't remember who we are. You didn't remember what you did for us. In Zion, it works through the Aleph Beis. We'll say, Eicho zonachto bezamecho. How did you abandon the Beis Hamikdosh in your rage? Lezalzel beyad zorim zevulecho. You allowed your Beis HaMikdosh, which is called Zvul, to be
shamed to suffer such indignity in the hands of strangers. V'loi zocharto chitun chukei chuyrev asher chokakto lachamulecho. You didn't remember Matan Torah. You didn't remember when you gave us the chukei chuyrev, the halochis of the Torah on chuyrev on Har Sinai. Uvchein chivinu zechuyre asher meho yolonu. And so that's the theme of the Kinnah. Contrasting who we were to who we are now. But perhaps in this Kinnah, Rabbi Elozar HaKalir, who, as we just said, he wrote his piyutim al pisid, with the nista, the mystical side of Torah. Perhaps Rabbi Elozar HaKalir is also being meramez to us, is also hinting at the reason that we fell so much. The Meforshim bring, the Meforshim on Echo, in the name of the Arizal, that Zechoyir Hashem mehoyolonu is Roshi Tevis Mila. Hashem Me Hoyolonu is Yud Mem Hei Lamed. The first letters make Mila. And Mitzvah Bris Mila, the Mitzvah of Bris Mila, that symbolizes Kedushas Yisrael. Zechoyir Hashem Me Hoyolonu is being meramez to the levels of Kedusha we once had. The Darga of Mila. And whilst, of course, so much of Klal Yisrael, Bechaste Hashem, still keep the mitzvah of Bris Mila. But Bris Mila is not just the mitzvah of doing the Mila on the eighth day. Bris Mila is a way of life. Bris Mila is Shmiras HaBris, is living a life of tznius and kedusha, the tznius and kedusha that were always the trademark of Klal Yisrael. And the Novi is saying, Zechoyir Hashem mehoyolonu. We had levels of kedusha that we've lost, that have dropped so far. Habito ure escher posenu. Maybe that's the remez here. Uvchein bitinu, uvchein dibarnu, uvchein v'koinanu, zechoyir Hashem mehoyolonu. Perhaps Rabbi Yehuda HaKalir is being meramez to us, this remez, that the sibba, if you want to know eicho, the answer is, zechoyir Hashem mehoyolonu, mitzvas mila, kedushas Yisroel, tznius. And the beginning of the tikkun, the beginning of putting this right. Because that's why we say these kinnos. Kinnos is oisiyos tikkun. The purpose is to be mesakin. The beginning is habito ureyes cher posenu, is to understand the shame, to understand the degradation of having lost that Kedushas Yisrael. It's truly not my place to give Musa, but I'd just like to repeat something I read from the great tzaddik, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita in Yerushalayim, when he speaks about the nesyonos of Al Doir, the trials that we're facing, which are pulling down our levels of Kedusha, but oifen noiro, in a most frightening way. So he writes, he says, the truth is there was always a Yetzirah, and there were always nefilas, there were always people who fell. He says, but there was one difference, there was busha, there was embarrassment. People were embarrassed. what they did, what they saw, what they experienced, was a busha. But today, he says the oimak, the depth of what's happening to us, is that busha is lost. Everything is open, everything is on display, everything is shared. The matuivu olecho Yaakov of tsnius is sadly is eroding. It mustn't be makatrig, but we know it's all so open. And so when we mispinim in the zechoir Hashem meho yolonu, in the darga, the madriga of Mila, the madriga of Kedushas Yisrael that we've lost, our first response has to be habito ureyes cherpo senu, to understand the cherpo, the shame. And of course, to remember that the nisyonos we're suffering are giving us opportunities of Kiddush Hashem. Opportunities of Kiddush Hashem that our grandparents didn't have. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, he says, V'chein kol ha-poirei shmei aveira, a person who keeps away from an aveira, lo'i mipnei dovo bo'ilom, for no ulterior motive, for no reason, lo'i pachad, he's not frightened, v'lo'i yiro, he's not scared, anyone will know, anyone will catch him, v'lo'i levakish kovid, he's not trying to look like an El Chayid because no one knows. Elo mipnei haboyri boruchu. But he keeps away from an avera just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimnias Yosef HaTzadik Atzmoy Mei Eishes Rabbi. Like Yosef HaTzadik, who was on his own in Mitzrayim and he held himself back, he controlled himself, and he refused to succumb. The Rambam writes, that's Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam writes this in Hilchis Kiddush Hashem. So we're going to read, to learn about so many Yidnu, Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. This is our Kiddush Hashem. B'shas a Yid has a Nisoyen, and it's his Nisoyen. No one can ever know. And he says no, lo'i mipnei dovo bo'ilom, for no other reason but habiri baruch hu, hareizem akadish es Hashem. It's true. We're living in a doir. We hear so much about the nesyonos, and sadly we hear so much about those who fall. But we're living in a doir where we're all minutes, seconds away from kol dovah osu, from every profanity. And there are thousands and thousands of Yidden who guard themselves. It's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. There are thousands of Yidden who are living in this world and even having to engage with technology, but will not look. It's something that's never been. It's never happened that Yidden have been so close and have been mekadesh Yishem Shamayim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. And so b'shas we see this kinah and we express how we've fallen, how far we've come from who we are to where we are now. Let's be mispunin in this remez, Zechoir Hashem meho yolonu. Let's understand that everything depends on Kedushas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael rise and fall on their levels of Kedusha. And let's be mispunin in the habito urei escher posenu. And then we'll be zeicha b'mheiro that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be shomer she'eris am kodesh v'yigoleinu she'enis. Eicho atz tova pecho la'beit b'yam.